It's been 8 months since the state of Illinois has had a budget, leaving public institutions and initiatives floundering for funding. Yesterday, in the latest fight, Democratic lawmakers failed to override a veto from Republican Governor Bruce Rauner that would have freed up $721 million for community colleges and scholarships for low-income students. The governor attacked State House Speaker Michael Madigan, claiming that the bill was really for show in the state's March 15th primaries.
Speaker Madigan is managing this process for political games, political gain in the primary election, not to help our students.
Tony Arnold covers state politics for WBEZ in Chicago. He's with us. And Tony, we think about these primaries in terms of the presidential race, but as Governor Rauner points out, the primaries matter for state and local races as well. And he believes that that's what this bill was about.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about whether Democrats wanted this to go through or not, yes, I think for policy purposes they did, but at the same time, they can now use this vote as ripe campaign material, right? For the down ballot races in the House, every single representative is up for election this year in Springfield, and a lot of the state senators are also up for election. So regardless of what happens with the presidential race, which is getting all the attention, there's some really contentious primaries up for a debate also around here that could really change the makeup of the General Assembly. And now there's these bills popping up here and there being called by Democrats to fund universities, to fund scholarships for low-income people, to fund services for homeless people. And these bills are very contentious because now the Republicans are saying, you're just doing this because there's a campaign, not because you actually have the money to pay for these things. And Democrats are saying, we're already in debt. Why not pay a little bit more to actually fund these services and go from there?
And what does all this mean for the people of Illinois right now that in particular this bill did not pass, so this money will not be able to go to these community colleges, but also the larger issue, the fact that there hasn't been a budget in Illinois for 8 months?
Right. For 8 months now, Illinois has been passing little chunks of a budget here and there. The one thing that the Republicans and Democrats did agree to fund is K through 12 education. So schools have gotten their money. They're doing okay. Every other service, though, has been not funded. And so there's been a lot of lawsuits. A lot of the state government is running because a judge is forcing the state to pay for these services. And only a handful of services now aren't at the subject of lawsuits. Universities are a really big one, and so are human services. And so things like addiction services, services for people with AIDS, homeless services, the list goes on from there.
When is this impasse going to end?
That's the question. That's the million-dollar question, or I don't even know what the dollar amount you want to put on that.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been going on for 8 months. There's no sign that two sides are willing to agree on this budget, or there's several other issues that have been going on for years that have been plaguing Illinois' kind of desperate financial situation that also are not getting resolved in any substantial way. So I don't see any sort of reprieve from this impasse for the foreseeable future.
That's Tony Arnold, a state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Tony, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.